You telling me you ain't never watched like pornography communally?
No. Well, Domo has. He actually has a
As
story.
an
So,
adult, I'm gonna say as an adult, no. As an adult, no. I can't
Okay.
say I've done it as an adult.
So if you understand, if you've did it before and you
No.
understand it, it
No.
no, this
There's a lot
shouldn't.
of
No.
stuff you can do as a adolescent that you do not condone as an adult. That you would be like, nah, you're probably doing it as a grown man. Nah, can't be doing that.
Go check the shit up. That shit crazy, ain't
Like, what are y'all even talking about? Like, what?
That's so immature, B-Souls. Ugh.
Yo, that the Yeti tendencies clip cannot make me stop laughing.
My girlfriend said we was bullies though, so we can't do that no more.
All right, man.
So Sage just decided he wasn't gonna show up. He wasn't gonna say nothing. Yeah, he fired, bro. We gotta have a meeting.
Yeah, man. Tough, tough, tough. He told us he was gonna show up, chat. Crazy.
Oh shit, I hit record. Guys, we should play chain together.
I was thinking about it. I was gonna ask when y'all were free.
What's chain?
Chained
No.
together.
Chained Together is the game. That's that co-op game where niggas are all chained up. You gotta play. Yeah.
Okay. I think I seen Agent playing it on stream.
Yeah, he's playing it right now with Aim and Chris. What's the call? And we're about to start. I know, because the audio guys are like, ooh. I say, ooh. What's the call, chat? This is not about to be the longest whatchamajig.
Live pod specifically.
This is not about to be the longest live pod, only because we have a special, 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 special Coach Nick interview that we just got finished. If you are a part of the membership community, specifically like MVP Hall of Fame, you are gonna get an hour and 40 minutes of Coach Nick content. I'm not gonna lie, one of the best, one of
Elite
the better,
hoops talks, man.
yeah, one of the better basketball conversations we ever had. We don't like basketball. We are not fans of basketball.
Facts. We do not love, no one up here loves basketball. We found that out today. We don't love basketball.
No one in the chat. I see Players Choice. Yes, I'm talking about all of Players Choice as well. Until you
Yeah,
can pull out
Ron.
a
It's Ron.
Ronald, until you can pull out a 1940s basketball rule book,
1920s.
1920s basketball rule book. Yeah, you can't say you love basketball.
Facts.
Yeah.
With until you scouting 600 prospects.
Yo, draft board next year got to be six, at least 600 deep, or you don't love the draft for real. I don't love the draft no more, chat. Y'all know me. I'm pro future hoops. Not no more. I'm a casual.
If you start recognizing the guys that's like in a like the late third round, yes, he was 155th on my big board.
I cooked.
If you're watching it like that, man, it's another level. I used to watch the NFL draft that deep, but it's a little different for the NFL. Like
We
three
were
rounds.
expecting it. I might say you expecting it to
Yeah.
be like that large of a player pool. You can do that.
NBA is crazy. They started drafting fucking what's his name? Pick a side. Niggas from Pick a Side Podcast.
Don't even know.
Always gotta be
That many
one of our
prospects.
peers, man. Just crazy.
Niggas start. What's buddy name from Pick a Side?
They got four.
Well, you know what you're talking about.
What does that mean? What?
What does that
Man, you
mean,
know.
bro?
Buddy with the big hair. I mean, with the
Joel?
hair and the. Yeah, they started drafting Joel from Pick a Side.
What's up
My.
with you, bro?
No one's
I
gonna like
missed
us.
it.
No one's gonna
No
like
one's
us.
gonna like us, bro.
Hey man, we got Coach Nick, man. I'm
Next
straight.
meetup, man. Go touchdown, get some food. She's gonna be leaning against the wall. What we gonna do about this beef, man?
Y'all better be ready to fight.
We're gonna be walking around looking like Sneeko. Everybody just walking by us. We just looking. Oh, they know why they don't want to talk to me. Like, all right, bro. Like, I guess.
Y'all better be ready to fight. Y'all ain't gonna be ready to fight.
Fight who? Exactly.
Pick a side.
Why are we fighting again?
I'm cool with them.
Not numbers on numbers on the board. Don't want to see it.
Here you go.
Oh my god.
Here you go. Here you go.
Wallahi. I'm gonna put little wee pee in a headlock. No, let me stop.
Yo, stop. Stop, bro. Please, please, please. What's the big three today, man? Damn. Jeez.
Oh my god.
The big three don't want to see us either. We got I got Mojo in a headlock.
Chat, he's crashing out, chat. He's
crashing out. This dude is old, drop him off, chat.
Beat Omar right now, bro. This is crazy.
Players choice muscle left. They don't got dub no more. I'm not worried about nothing they got going on. I'm putting Chill Town in a headlock.
All right, now they'll really get upset. He's talking about chill. Relax.
Gil's Arena. I got Kenyon in this.
Now they don't want smoke. Yeah, I'm taking Rashard's crown. They don't want it with us. Now I will say that them niggas
take that big ass hat off his head. Shout out to Lexi Brown.
They're all 6 feet. But big my and? 5'8" ass.
Yeah, Brandon, saw, come here.
I saw. I saw Rashard McCants hoop in the big three, and I was like, ah. A little slower because he, he's older or whatever the case may be. I looked up his Timberwolves highlights, moving the exact same.
That's how he plays.
Now, y'all think Draymond hoop like a kid with a book bag on? Rashard McCants? Whole different level. He looked like he got a book bag full of books, nerd ass. Oh. Before we start, for real, shouts out to Lexi Brown. Shouts out to Lexi Brown. She's out indefinitely because of Crohn's disease. I would say that on Twitter, Lexi Brown has me blocked.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, she has me blocked because I said I hope Caitlin Clark cooks her.
You got suspended for bullying, right? Like when you was in school?
Yeah.
You just got in trouble. Okay.
Nah, I got 3 days OSS. It is what it is. B-So, stop looking at the screen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast, the only podcast where we do things differently. We kick Sage off because he is too anime for us now, so we are having auditions for a fourth basketball member. Don't know who that guy is. If you know who it is, comment down below. Please don't say Legend of Winning. We already got a big black guy on the pod.
Yeah. True.
If you're new to this, you want to be true to this, make sure you hit that join button, make sure you hit that like button, make sure you hit that subscribe button, make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hopefully they can tell another friend. When I was downtown at the State Farm party, draft party yesterday, somebody dapped me up. Oh yeah, bro, I fought with the pod. Now I did have a big old Less Cute a Buck shirt on. So that could be where it's from, or they could just know my face. Mm. If you're an audio listener, make sure you leave a 5-star review. B-Souls, do you have a 5-star review for us?
Let me look one up. Here we go. 5-star review from the 5-star review platform. Here we go. This is from the podcast on your app store. Do we have one? I don't know. No, we don't. We don't have one.
Well,
yeah.
That's
more,
a problem.
Man. We need more, man.
That's a problem. We definitely need more. I got my guys here with me. Damo, how you doing today?
Doing great, man. Been a cool little week, calm little week. First one out of 10 in a minute on the channel. That's great. Hopefully I'll double back on that. And yeah, had two pretty good streams. Hoping to get another good stream in tonight after this. Pause. Been good.
Pause. B-Souls. Mister, I gotta wear a hat. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Doing fantastic. Glad to be back with the guys. I'm on a serious note. I am actually, Sage is not here, because if he was here, he wouldn't have 100K subs, man. Round of applause for my guy TSO Sage, man, in the chat. And in the comment section. I don't got my sound.
No hands. No hands. No hands. No hands. Do the same thing. No hands.
What?
No one's gonna do it. No one's gonna do it.
Clap with no hands.
Nah, he don't get it.
Yeah, what? Stop looking at the screen. Listen, man. Without further ado, let's get into the ball. I'm gonna give me a little Rodecaster duo. Don't worry about it. Tonight's I'm not even in the right notion. Are we doing our prize picks?
Oh man.
It's a little more difficult here. Tonight's big three. We got the trade reactions, we got the draft reactions, and we got the Coach Nick interview. We're gonna start it off with hot take or hot ass. This is from Andre Squigguala. Let me see if I can connect to my Rodecaster so you guys can hear what Andre Iguodala has to say. Well, really, not Andre Iguodala, what Evan Turner has to say to Andre Iguodala, right? Because apparently apparently Evan Turner has issues with the way that Kevin Durant joined the Warriors back then.
Evan Turner? Hello?
Hello? Oh.
Omar, we cannot hear you.
Nope.
You buzz low key.
Yeah, there was a buzz sound, and then you're muted now.
He's chop chap.
Ah, damn.
What about now?
All right, yeah, we hear you.
No, you can't.
Yeah, we can.
Tap it.
Pause.
Yeah. Wrong mic.
Nah, I'm not talking about mic. Damn.
This is why we don't go live on YouTube anymore, man. We need the editors. God.
Damn.
He's just in the other room, chat. He's just in. Coming in to get some equipment in my room, man. Hold on.
Sick work.
Come in, bro. Come.
Yo, Stop. Oh man. So B Souls.
What's up, man?
Alright. I don't know, actually. I don't know what to do.
Just wait for him to come back, bro.
We're still live. Like this chat. New setup, new problem. New setup, new problems, man.
We're boxed, chat. We're boxed.
We're
My bad, y'all. We good? Yeah.
Yeah, we're
good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I'm not gonna lie. They finna look on the audio side. They finna look on the audio side and be pissed off. All right. Former NBA player Evan Turner says that the super team Warriors to Andre Iguodala, he said that was lame as fuck. Word to mother, I would have never gone out and recruited no KD. I don't give a damn who was there. Apparently, this is the truth about the lamest moves in NBA history, et cetera, et cetera, and what the fuck is going on. So, hot take or hot ass, was Kevin Durant going to the Warriors the lamest move in NBA history?
Wait, real quick, what did Iggy say? Because I know his other podcast mate is Iggy.
He said, hey, man.
Chill. Loser.
I'm about to say, hey, man.
Chill, twin. He said, chill, twin, chill. Chill. Chill, man. Ha-ha, you're doing too much. Is that the lamest move in NBA history?
I'm trying to think of a lamer one.
Absolutely. Let me go ahead and stop you right there. Ain't no thinking. Absolutely. Hands down, bona fide, hot take. That's not hot ass because he's spitting. Lamest move ever. I would have never done no lame ass shit like that. That's just crazy. You do homegrown talent. You don't go out there and just horrible.
You don't got to be homegrown, but to stack the deck that much, LeBron was already pushing it. All right. But that much. All right, bro. Damn.
I'm gonna say this though, to defend Iguodala, Evan Turner, even if you did get KD, it wouldn't be the same result. So I gotta stand with my guy Iggy. Not too much on him specifically. Niggas wanna act like Iguodala was Steph Curry or whatever the case may be. Why you bringing all the smoke to him? But Evan Turner, even if Kevin Durant joins your team.
Imagine Evan Turner trying to recruit KD, bro.
Yo.
Brr, brr. Evan Turner.
No.
Yo.
First of all, to go to the bang. Celtics. First of all, bang, hang up. But he'd be on the phone.
Yo, Kevin. I got a guy here for us. Why don't we link in Cleveland?
Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. I'm supposed to come on. I'm not going for it. So, okay. Well, this Hot Taker Hot Ass is sponsored by Gilbert Arenas, the Gil's Arena Podcast. So, Gilbert Arenas and them did an all-time draft recently, and they picked their teams. I'm gonna read their teams off. So we got Gil's team: LeBron and Magic at point, Kevin Durant, Jerry West at two, Dirk and Oscar Robinson at three. Power forward is Tim Duncan and Julius Erving. And then at the center position, I promise you this is what it says: Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bronny. Okay. Brandon Jennings' team: Mike and John Stockton at the one, Ray Allen and D-Wade at the two, Kawhi and James Worthy at the three, Elgin Baylor and Giannis at the four, and at the five, Jokic and Hakeem Olajuwon. Okay. Rashard McCants' team, which is actually going to be kind of surprising. He must have had a very low pick. Stephen Curry and Luka Doncic, James Harden, Vince Carter, T-Mac, Jason Tatum, Larry Bird, Wimby, Bill Russell and Joel Embiid. And then Kenyon's team had to be based off of solely his friends. Jason Kidd, AI, Kobe Bryant, Klay Thompson, Carmelo Anthony, Anthony Edwards, Kevin Garnett, Scottie Pippen, Shaq, and Wilt. Who has the best team?
I need to see the starting five in front of me to tell. I'm gonna lie, but from what I did see, I think I liked Gil's team because he had what, Magic, Kareem, Duncan, who was the two and three? KD,
and Dirk, LeBron.
LeBron, Jerry, yeah, Red. That's like five. What, at the very least, four of the five best players in their respective position. Like, I understand spacing is gonna be an issue, but sometimes spacing ain't a problem when you got fucking Tim Duncan and Kareem down there. So
I mean, for me, off all the teams I heard, I want to say the second team you named, if you can run them off again, that was one I remember thinking probably was the best team.
So that was Brandon Jennings's team with Michael, John Stockton, Ray Allen, Dwayne Wade, Kawhi, James Worthy, Giannis, Elgin Baylor, Jokic, and Hakeem. That's probably the best team, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm gonna say that to me, that one stood out to me. When I heard it originally, I was like, and I was comparing the rest to it. I like that team a lot. I would say I'm going with Brandon Jennings' team, but he makes a lot of sense when it comes to all of them old niggas on that pod. So,
Kenyon Martin is a funny dude. Like, Jason Kidd, not bad, but just.
I like how he started off because I was watching that stream. His first three picks was Shaq, KG, and Jordan, I believe. Or Shaq, KG, and someone. And I'm like, this is a really, really good start. And then he picked Melo. And I'm like, oh. You had something there, gang. But your starting three is Melo out of everyone you could have named. Damn.
He's trying to prove a point.
Oh, it's Kobe. Yeah, it was Kobe, Shaq, and KG, bro. Like, damn, how do you fuck that up, man? Damn.
Melo.
I'm about to say Melo. Why you fucking up? Melo.
Hey, guys. How you fuck it up? Melo, that's the...
he said in the live stream, man, I mean, talk about a guy that can do it all.
Who, Melo? With
buckets. Pure buckets to everyone. Everyone he face. Yeah, Melo.
He's talking about Melo?
Yes, we talk about Melo, bro.
That's how you hyped up the Melo pick? Oh, yes. Yeah, yes. Oh, man.
One of a kind.
No, that's disgusting as hell. That's disgusting as hell. Look, free agency has ramped up a lot. And the thing that I've noticed is the packages are insane. Massive. Massive. Heavy, weighted packages. Big packages. No cap.
Prime delivery, too.
I'm going to read off some of these newses, but of course we're going to stick on the big package from yesterday. The Washington Wizards are trading Denny Avia to the Portland Trailblazers for Malcolm Brogdon in the 14th pick in last night's draft and 2029 pick. Does that really move the needle for anybody before I go on?
I really like that trade for Washington. I felt like they got a lot back for Denny, way more than I thought it was worth.
Well, they get back. They got Malcolm Brogdon a pick in. Is that it?
Malcolm Brogdon and two first and 2 seconds.
Oh. Oh, yeah. That's a lot in return then. I thought it was just Malcolm Brogdon.
No. I thought it was just. I just see the 14th. The 14th and the 2029 pick.
Oh, my fault. I thought it was 2 first and 2 second rounds. My bad.
No. Just two first round picks.
Okay. Still more than I thought it was worth.
Yeah.
I just don't know enough about Denny's game, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, is that really a good fit for what Portland's trying to build right now? I thought they had like a pretty big logjam with like the perimeter.
What is Portland trying to build?
I mean, they're still trying to figure it out. But I mean, in terms of forward play, I mean, you had Jeremy Grant, but other than that, you had Kamara out there, but he was just playing defense. He wasn't really scoring, so there's minutes for a forward on that team, and they could be moving Jeremy Grant at any moment now.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
The big trade of the night, scariest trade of the night last night, we have the Brooklyn Nets trading Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks for Bojan Bogdanovic, 4 unprotected first round picks, a protected first round pick via the Bucks, an unprotected pick swap, and a second round pick. You know, Mikal came to the Nets. This is from Ian. The Mikal Bridges deal came together quickly after Bridges informed the Nets he wanted to be a Knick. Bridges was prepared to sign with New York Knicks, and his side was prepared to use that leverage to keep other teams from trading him. The Villanova boys are back. College guys are back. And with that being said, they also locked down OG Anunoby. Let me figure out what that number is. But they locked down OG Anunoby for some ungodly
200
number.
I think, or 5 year.
4 year. I think it's like 212 or some shit like that. So 5 year, 212 and a half, so 213. A player option and a trade kicker. What are our feelings about New York's moves? Because honestly, I know this is gonna sound like meat ride, especially if they can bring back Hartenstein. They are the best team in the East to me.
Well, that's definitely meat ride. But I feel it, though. I feel it. I think in a vacuum, they gave up a lot for Mikal Bridges. Like, if you just look at that trade in the vacuum, they gave up five first-round draft picks unprotected? 4. So in a vacuum.
But the Bucks one has protections.
Okay.
Or no, the other one, yeah.
Yeah, regardless. Yeah. In a vacuum, though, that's a lot to give up if you're just looking at who Mikal Bridges is and what he should be valued for. But this move is not in a vacuum. They have their core in JB. They almost made it to the Eastern Conference Finals this past season, being very injured in that process. So they believe in this core. And now it's not even, because I've been preaching all season, the Knicks are a team that just want a good team. At this point, they are really gunning for that championship. And I just like the fact that in this parity era, which in my personal opinion, a bunch of teams can win, they are not playing scary. They are not playing scary. So locking up Mikal, building a team that's deep, building a team that has continuity, I think this is a great move for the New York Knicks. Do I got them coming out the East? No. Am I scared of them? No. But, hey, man, good shit, New York. Good shit.
Why are you not scared of them?
Same reasons as to why, like, in the finals, I wouldn't be scared of facing, like, OKC or even Dallas when we face Dallas. I just feel like when you're the Boston Celtics, the best teams to match up against are the perimeter-oriented teams instead of, like, a dominant big man team like the Denver Nuggets, the 76ers, the Bucks with Giannis, and the Lakers if they happen to make it to the finals and everything's going well for them. Yeah, I just like going up against perimeter-oriented teams. And offensively, I understand Mikal Bridges can create his own shot. I understand OG can as well. But playmaking-wise, they're still kind of lacking. They're still kind of lacking. Like, they would still rely a decent amount on Jalen Brunson's advantage creation and, like, being able to pass the ball in an elite level. So,
Damo, can you speak to where you have them in the hierarchy of the East and, you know, how they fare versus possibly the Boston Celtics now?
I don't want to say I don't like their chances against Boston because, I mean, bringing back OG with Mikal is dangerous, super dangerous. My issue is just a logjam at a specific position for them. Trying to get those guys' minutes along with Josh Hart and DiVincenzo and Jalen Brunson, and then we got to think about what we're doing with Julius Randle. It's still questions. I got to see how it plays out. I got to see how the minutes stagnate, how the lineups line up. And you know, I could really be confident in them in terms of their standing in the East next year. I got them amongst the upper echelons. This definitely puts them in the upper echelons category in the East. Where as before, I had that reserved for obviously Boston, Milwaukee, and Philly, the teams that really seem like threats. They're definitely a threat team now. They're not a team that's teetering on the line. I definitely got them up there as a potential top three team in the East.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like I said, they're my favorite to get out of the East. The thing that they still have to do is figure out what they're going to do with Julius. You know, that's a huge, huge, huge question mark. And I'm not even saying that I would be mad if they ran it back just a little bit with Julius through the first half of the season, but you got to figure out what you're doing with him there. That's the real logjam. Like, everybody else can kind of play. I feel like everybody else can kind of play multiple positions, and maybe Julius could be like your small ball five, maybe. But I think
you would put OG at the four. But I would think like Julius outside of JB would be their other like playmaker in that starting lineup. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you put in Dante at the two, Mikal at the three, OG at the four, and whatchamacallit? Let's just say Mitchell Robinson at the five, JB at the one. There's a playmaking deficiency in that lineup, bro. I can't lie.
And money wise, that's the biggest issue with me. Bringing OG back for that much money and you're still paying Julius Randle, I just don't know the back end, like the bench. Well, we're talking about a Tibbs team. I mean, yeah, they look like they're eight deep, nine deep now, front loaded. But God forbid they break down. We're talking about less than what they already had on the bench. It was Deuce McBride was a real dominant in the rough. That is not something people thought that the Knicks had. Outside of Deuce McBride, who's on their bench?
Yeah,
I agree with you. We haven't mentioned not I Hart, Josh Hart. You haven't mentioned
Josh Hart. I mean, Josh Hart was a part of that first eight I was talking. I referred to.
Okay.
You're talking about deeper than eight.
Deeper than eight.
You really need deeper than eight, though.
You say that until someone's hurt, especially playing for Tibbs.
Stop it.
I'm just saying, I'm always insurance policy guy. In terms of, especially if you're talking about competing, you have to think who's that next man up or who will that bench guy be. In my opinion, I always think that.
I can feel that. I think when they get to the playoffs, though, and mind you, what you're saying is they have to make it, though, and make it not necessarily by record but by health. But if they make it and they make it with who they make it with, like, cutting it to eight deep is not gonna be something too crazy because they was gonna do that anyway. Mm-hmm. Jalen Brunson was gonna play 40 something anyway. Mikal was gonna play 40 something anyway. OG was gonna play 40 something anyway. So like I don't know what to tell y'all boys. So I will say this. I think the price to get the most valuable players in the league has gotten crazy out of hand. Four unprotected firsts is like not even one through three, not even one through five, not nothing like that. Four firsts unprotected is crazy steep. like crazy steep for a team to have to pay. And I mean, for especially for small market teams, non-free agent destinations, y'all are gonna have to build through the draft now more than ever. Like,
I just feel like my fault. I just feel like now, in terms of when it comes to when we hear these rumors about these players that teams are looking to trade and they're talking about this big asking price, and everyone's sitting around saying, "Oh, who's gonna pay that? Ain't nobody gonna pay that." I've been saying it for like the last 2 years now. I've noticed a trend. You don't know what you don't know. And when it comes to the NBA, we will see the most shocking, dumbest, not make sensical things happen. And then we're sitting there thinking, oh, well, that's just that time. Well, if it happens consecutively, if it constantly happens, I don't think that's it's not a coincidence. That's a pattern. That's something that we can go by. There is somebody that's willing to pay that price. Who wants Chris Paul's contract? Somebody's going to want Chris Paul's contract. Who's going to give up 3-4 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges? Someone's going to give 3-4 first-round picks up for Mikal Bridges. We're seeing it.
Yeah, the going rate now, I just don't even know. Because like what Damo said, whenever I see a Woj Noti now, I'm always, damn, that's it? Or is, damn, they gave up that much? And there's really like no in-between. Because just recently, the Caruso trade, I mean, actually, have y'all heard the rumors about like what Chicago might have gotten instead of just going for Giddy?
No. All I heard was the 13th pick or the 10th pick or something like that.
New York was in that race for Caruso, and they were willing to give up like two first-round draft picks and I believe a player. But long story short, it's just, yeah, like what Damo said, man, it's you don't think shit can happen, but these front offices, they got that job for a reason. Now, some of them, I don't know why, but some of them do for a reason, because they see shit that we don't. Like, even last season, the Celtics being able to pull off KP and Drew Holiday in the same offseason, they gave JB a Supermax. Like, what the? I didn't expect that. I thought once we signed Jaylen Brown to that Supermax, I thought we were so locked in that there wasn't going to be any cap space to make, like, any crazy moves. But here we are, so.
Yeah, plus a lot of these teams are, like, looking at their options. And to get a player of a look, and not even to the level of, I guess, but the skill level of Mikal Bridges, skill, size, all those things like that, mobility, et cetera, length. If there's only two people with the archetype of a Mikal Bridges, and one of them, I guess, just won a championship, let's just say Tatum, one of them won a championship, I think you only got one other shot to get a guy like this. So you kind of just got to take the decision. You kind of just got to just say, hey, okay, I'll bite the bullet. It is what it is. So, give a grade to the trade.
I'll give it an A for the Nets. I'll give it a B plus for the Knicks.
For the Nets, yeah, I'm gonna give it an A for the Nets. And then for the Knicks, I'm higher on it. I'm gonna give it an A minus. A.
Yeah, I'm gonna give A's across the board. I wanted to give an A minus for the Knicks because, like, I mean, you got your guy or whatever the case may be, but that was a crazy cost. But ultimately, it's bigger than just, the short term or whatever the case may be. Kind of like Coach Nick told us, getting those guys with that much chemistry in a league that does not practice anymore is like fantastic. So I think it's a unique situation. He's a good player and they already have established chemistry. So it's just, it only elevates the paying price that I would pay for him.
Cause you're paying for continuity too. So
yeah. Yes, you are. We're going to skip over to some of the draft stuff. I'm disappointed. Are y'all disappointed? Yes.
Oh.
Your team or the draft in general?
To be honest with you both.
I mean, there were a lot of questionable moves, but in terms of being disappointed, I mean, I was gladly entertained. I don't know about y'all, but
I mean, I don't think it was a disappointing draft. There were some questionable decisions by teams. If anything, I'm more disappointed by the teams than the prospects. I don't think there was anything wrong with the prospects drafted outside of who Charlotte took. That there was no issue with the prospects. It was just a lot of positioning. I don't think Ron Holland should have went to the Pistons. I don't think Toppin should have went to the Thunder. Fuck Miami for taking Khalil Ware from the Lakers, in my opinion. Like, it's questionable picks, but in terms of the prospects, I'm not disappointed. But I pay attention to the draft, so. Well, not like everybody, but.
And let me say, it's not the prospects per se, because the prospects were the prospects last night that they were 2-3 weeks ago. So if I was going to be disappointed, I should have been disappointed last year, whatever the case may be. It's how teams selected ultimately, and it popped off with Zachary Richesha to the Atlanta Hawks with the first overall pick.
Round of applause, round of applause.
Woo! Woo, Atlanta!
Woo!
Yay!
For the podcast that doesn't know, I went down there to Atlanta, the Hawks Arena, State Farm Arena, to see the draft party. Not mixed reviews would be overstating it. People weren't happy about this pick. They weren't thrilled. They weren't, you know, with it. But I also figured out Atlanta is just not a sports city. They really did not give a fuck about what the hell was going on sports wise. They were down there to find a ball player, rap, you know, whatever the case may be, kick it, have a good time. I don't know what Zachary Richesha will be. I have an idea. I always evaluate the floor, and his floor is just makes you want to scratch your head. Right.
I just don't see the vision with him, dude. Like, what's the vision? What's the reasoning? Did they think he's the best player out of the draft, like through their own scouting report?
Yeah, that's what they said.
But my thing is, even if you believe that, if everyone knows this guy isn't going to go number one outside of you, why not trade down and do like what the Celtics did when they drafted Tatum? At least get an extra draft pick and then just pick your guy at, I don't know, 7 or 8.
But. Well, you'd have to be a smart team to do that. plus, I will say this. I feel like, and now there are some reaches for sure, but if you like a guy, pick a guy. Pick your guy if you like a guy. I don't like the guy. I just truly do not like the guy at all. It could just be me.
It's not just you.
Maybe it's just me, but I'm with the Zachary Richesha guy.
I think there were more legs than we thought also towards the I don't want to come to Atlanta conversations. Mm-hmm. I think those were real.
If that's the reason why they didn't pick him, though, that's kind of weak. That is weak, actually. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, I heard that he said himself that he didn't mind playing in Atlanta, but I guess his team said they didn't want him in Atlanta, something like that. But him himself, I heard he said he doesn't mind playing in Atlanta.
Damo, who are your surprise picks from this draft? Like, as far as placement goes, I don't give a fuck about that shit no more.
First things first, shout out my guy AJ Johnson to the Bucks. Late first round on the playback, we were talking about something, and I was genuine shock when they drafted this nigga, like, interrupted the conversation on accident, like, shock, because I didn't expect him to go to first in the first round in a conversation with a draft community guy, a guy that loves the draft, Stephen Gillespie, right? Yeah, that guy loves the draft. He even thought that he would fall to the second round, so no idea of him going first round. Him going first round, that was dope. Getting Dalton Knecht, I ain't gonna lie, that was the biggest shock. That's like if the Lakers would have got Cam Whitmore last year, in my opinion. A guy that's projected to go top 10, maybe 5.
I've seen his highlights, man.
He's not gonna play, so. Hey, so is he not gonna play? Come on, man. Come on, man.
That's Lord Austin Reeves.
We got two of them now. This is dope. But yeah, Dalton sliding to 17 was kind of dope. The Sixers taking Jared McKinn over Dalton, that was wild. I was surprised by that. Everyone should have been surprised by the Charlotte pick. I don't know why you're drafting a project that high. French Kevin Knox must be nice, I guess. I don't get it. That one blew me. And then the Thunder, I was adamant on the stream arguing with Cardiac Missile, Devil's Advocate. About why that was just a terrible fit. You drafted Josh Giddey after trading Josh Giddey, knowing Josh Giddey didn't fit on this team. Stupid.
I thought the most questionable one, and I know B-Souls will probably agree, was the Zach Edey. That high.
And that's what I was talking about earlier. It's just, again, if you know there's already questions about this dude – I get it. Pick a guy if you really like him, but I feel like the smart thing to do with your assets would be to maximize, like, more out of them if you can get the same dude you already want. You know what I'm saying? So.
They said he went into his workout and, like, dominated, destroyed, killed, like, whatever adjective that you want to use. He murked the workout. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they
we'll
saw
see. This is questionable because Ja is not a great shooter. He's not a floor spacer. He is a rim attacker. So, I don't. We'll see. We'll see.
Apparently, Zach Edey, the shooting's real, man. He says the shooting is real. So, hey, maybe he's the spacer. Free that lane up for Ja.
They didn't have that creativity for Zach. That's the problem. We just talked about that. So, they put him into a box and not let him flourish. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. Not too much on Zach. And then, last but certainly not least from the draft section, Damo, your guy got drafted.
He sure
did. To your team.
He sure did.
Big Bronny.
Big Bronny.
I'm not mad.
You're not
getting
held hostage, man.
I saw before he got drafted, Rich Paul was saying to teams, if you draft him, he will play in Australia.
Yeah, he's leaving. I was like, damn. All right, I guess. That's crazy. Now I will say that's crazy. If another team wanted him, they should have been able to get him. I don't think he should have just forced his way to the Lakers. That's kind of whack as hell. But other than that, I mean, hey, shout out Bronny. Hopefully, I know when LeBron is really in his farewell tour bag, when they call him up from the G League for his 2 weeks of service in the NBA off his two-way contract, so he can get them games in with LeBron and have that whole media cycle. I'm just waiting for that portion of the season.
Now that the true nepotism is in, you know, has gone full circle, Bronny's in the thing, B-Souls, is there issue with, you know, Bronny James going to the Los Angeles Lakers?
I don't see an issue with it. I've been very consistent with this podcast throughout the years on my stance with nepotism. It is not going to stop if LeBron doesn't exercise his powers. It is going to exist. It exists right now. I just saw a tweet before we went live of, like, I don't know if it's the Dallas Cowboys front office, but it's Jerry Jones at the top and a bunch of other Jones up there. So, this already exists. So, hey, man, if the cycle ain't going to stop with you, maybe this is a bad mindset. Let your kid have the opportunity that he wants. Now, my biggest question with all of this is this actually something that Bronny wants for himself? Which, from the interviews that I did see from Rich Paul, it does seem like this is something that Bronny wants to do. Now, you know, can you question the validity of that at the end of the day? Is that part of the marketing? Is that part of the campaign? We will never truly know. But, you know, my biggest question has always been, does Bronny really want to go into the draft? Or is this like some LeBron dream that LeBron wants to do at the end of his career because LeBron's done so much for the game and he's just sacrificing, you know, what his son truly wants to do for the sake of, I'm LeBron and I'm owed this because of everything I give to the game. But if it's not that and there's pure intentions in terms of, you know, Bron trying to help out his son get into the league, I don't see any, and his son also wants to get into the league, I don't see any problem with it.
The only thing I will say is there's this concept that goes out that says if Bronny is on this team or he's in the pick or he's getting this draft coverage, that's taking away from a kid who really needs it and can play. So I could see it from that lens. At the same time, play better. So I can't say that I'm saying the right things. No, on a serious note, though, I do agree. Him having all this hype, him having all this, I don't know. I don't want to call it, maybe I should call it unwarranted hype. Him having all this unwarranted hype just takes away from, like, that kid that actually needs that push. There's a kid at a JUCO right now or a kid at a D2 school that could have used that coverage because he's an actual player over Bronny James.
But my only pushback to that would be, who is that kid in every other draft when there is no Bronny James? Because if we're about to have that conversation about the 55th pick, like, I get it. That's a spot in a very hard league to get in. But if we're talking about, if it's down to the 55th pick, gang, you should have played better. you should have trained harder. Because if we're down to the 55th pick and we're arguing about that position being the gateway for somebody that really needs it, I get it. Cool. You just have to point out that JUCO guy that needed it last year's draft, the draft before that, 10 years ago. Who's that player? Because now if there's some magical Spencer James somewhere, now that Bronny's up here and we're talking about nepotism, that feels disingenuous.
No, and I get you. I mean, sometimes you definitely need to put a name on that bullet. And if you're 54 and 56, play better. That's the best advice I got for you.
Yeah.
Because the nepotism is going to hypnotize.
And I would just want to end with this one. Then I would say it's about if Bronny deserves to be in the league or not. If Bronny plays to the level of an NBA role player, or hell, if he turns out to be Austin Rivers, then hey, he's Austin Rivers. But at the end of the day, he had a 10-year career. How many guys in the second round are you saying is Austin Rivers? Like, I don't know. I mean, does everybody have the potential to be Austin Rivers? I guess, but everybody don't turn into Austin Rivers. So if we're saying, oh, if Bronny got this, if Bronny's getting here, that's never. I don't like this nepotism because that could go to a kid that really needed to be the 55th pick and made it through the G League, made it through a 2-way deal, and then earned a spot on the team, and then been good enough for 5 to 10 years to be an NBA role player or veteran. Like, all right, that's a lot of ifs.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you just heard, like, Rich Paul's interviews lately, bro, or some of his quotes. Rich Paul is really flexing that NBA power that he got on some, like, I could really do whatever the fuck I want with this league. Like, I got this league on a chokehold right now. So, I'm just saying, Bronny getting that spot right there, specifically at 55 to the Lakers, with Rich Paul being his agent, there is a lot of, all right, man, Rich Paul. And it's not necessarily because Bronny earned that spot, too.
But that's fine. You can't say it's because Rich Paul, if we're 6 years into Bronny's career and he's earning NBA minutes. You can't say it's because Rich Paul. At that point, Bronny has earned a spot in the NBA. Now, if Bronny is in Australia in 2 years, hey, so it's Rich Paul.
Yeah.
Wait, so you would feel the same way if, all right, 6 years into the league, he's playing on certain teams, but it's clear that Rich Paul forced him to be to these teams? I mean, he was still earning the minutes.
I'm going to say that's different if it's clear cut. Rich Paul, I mean, I don't know how Rich Paul is going to dictate this nigga getting on 6 different teams. If he does that, then A, the nigga is NBA Shook Knight. Like, I don't know. That's crazy to just be like, all right, he ain't on the Lakers? Fuck it. He's on the Suns now. He's not on the Suns? Fuck it. He's on the Magic. Like, if he could just go where he wants to go because he's Rich Paul, we're having a total different conversation. But I don't see it like that. I see this as one of those situations where his power was getting him into the NBA. I don't think Rich Paul, I don't think anyone has the power, for real. Not a lot, Giannis. Let me stop.
John,
stop that right there. No. Because what you call it? Because even Alexander Sarr's brothers on the Thunder. So I mean, niggas have relatives or older siblings, younger siblings. Aaron Gordon's brother, who recently passed, RP. He used to be in the league. His older brother. Guys, Justin Holiday. He's not in the NBA because Drew. Like, I mean, there's guys whose relatives, brothers are in the league. I won't say it's pure nepotism. The Nassis being specifically on the Bucks this long, I mean, I was about to say there's no way anyone has the power to keep a nigga in the league. Giannis has kept this nigga in the league. So, there we go. My hands are tied with that one.
I feel like there's a lot of players, though, that I understand, like, Rich Paul did help them get into the league, but that's a big part of it. Like, a lot of players just need opportunity. So, to have that agent that just gifts you that opportunity, I understand.
Over somebody else
specifically. Like, hey, 6 years down the line, Bronny could still be in the league, but he literally would not be in the league if it wasn't for this, you know what I'm saying? This push from Mr. Rich Paul in Clutch Sports. So,
Then at that point, I would just chop it up to, hey, man, W nepotism and other niggas.
Yeah.
Hey, look at the draw. Hey, life ain't fair. Not gonna lie to you. Some niggas gotta work harder than others. Some niggas get a door open for them.
Yeah, that's fair. Do y'all have your hot takes of the week?
Ooh.
Hot takes of the week? Might be a light hot take, but I understand.
Wait, I got you. Hold on.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom. I feel like a decent amount of people were mad at the Spurs trading away Ron Holland to the Timberwolves for the two first round draft picks in like 2030. But me personally, I'm not too mad at that. Just because they already got a log jam at the guard position, because they drafted Stephon Castle with the number 4 pick. So at that point, I feel like for them specifically, there may be more value into trading that pick, trading the player that they drafted in order to get more draft capital, so that when a star player that they want comes down the line, now you got more draft picks to throw at them instead of having a guy that they may or may not even want. You know what I'm saying? So, Rob Dillingham, my bad. That's what I was thinking of.
Okay. Damo.
I've been, doing my rounds on the timeline. I've seen a couple YouTube videos. Listen, the new XXL freshman list came out recently. If you are one of these old people who are still going to hold on to the stance of, who are these? I don't know, gang. You ain't known for 5 years. Give it up. Stop looking. Like, all right, we get it. Like, we get it, gang. How many times you got to make a video saying, who are these kids? Like, all right, you don't listen to it. Go throw on MF Doom, I guess. I don't know what to tell you. That's my hot take. Like, nigga, if you ain't like the freshman list for the last 4 or 5 years, you're not going to like it now. Leave it alone. I recently looked at it. I was actually surprised by how good the list was. This has been better. This is the better list in at least since 2020.
That I can think of. I looked at the list on stream. There was 1 year where it was straight cheeks. It might have been 2020 or 2021.
22 was the year. I'm going to look at it on stream today. 22 was absolute dog water.
Yeah. Which one was that?
Nigga, who? I don't know. I looked at that list. I don't know who the people were. I'm like, who are these people?
I seen one with Ruby Rose and DDG. I forgot what year.
That probably was 22. Nah, that might have been 21. That might have been 20. Nah, that one, was it the one with Saucy Santana? The one with Saucy Santana was 22. That shit was horrible. It was like Sofago, Saucy Santana.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of. The one Saucy.
That, I was like, damn. Just fucking ass. Horrible. Yeah. Fucking awful, bro.
Not too much on Saucy. How about that?
I guess.
He's actually one of the goats. She's it.
Yeah, you better say that. He gonna do you like he tried to do academics. You better.
I think it's he.
They. I don't know. See, here we go. Leave it alone.
My hot take of the week is gonna be not hot. Let me say this: the WNBA draft over the NBA draft. It's. We're cool with the international talent over here. Hate to be on my Gil shit.
This is crazy, bro.
No. Listen. The draft, I told y'all, the draft last night sounded like a sim on 2K all the way to the year 2045. I'm straight, gang. Super straight. Or maybe start a new league for just the international guys over here.
Insane. And
then they can feed into then they can feed into the NBA system. But this whole content, I just don't they wasn't putting that shit on, that's for sure. The ladies definitely dress better. Plus I really feel like I didn't hear too many of them talk.
We did hear one guy talk.
We heard the number one pick talk.
All right.
Wait, did y'all see on the timeline certain people calling the NBA the MNBA now?
What is that?
There's a WNBA and the MNBA. That's what they call it now.
Men's National Basketball.
And if you mad, you sensitive, bro.
You are? What?
You're sensitive.
Uh-oh, Damo's showing his sensitivity.
Here he is. I'm confused, though, nigga. I'm confused. I don't know what's going on.
He's yelling, chat. He's yelling. Peak sensitivity.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's not muted.
His mic is set to. Yeah.
He
Mike is set to peak sensitivity. Yeah. I mean, is there a problem with that? Is there a problem with that, Damo?
I don't even know what that is. So,
what you mean?
I don't know what. I don't
if,
know.
If the WNBA is the Women's National Basketball League and there's another league of just men, wouldn't it be the MNBA?
Yeah, Men's National call it Basketball that, League. If that's what you want to call it, sure.
No, what do you want to call it?
Yeah.
Basketball. I just like basketball. It's all basketball. It's all NBA. Everybody, just NBA, just National Basketball Association. They're all under the same umbrella, getting funded from the same people, all in the same circles. It's just basketball.
You know what's crazy? I sat down with that Kurt dude, and he debunked that whole the league is subsidized shit so quick. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn.
It isn't?
This nigga is smart. He was like, how can you subsidize something that you own? And I was like... I don't know. He's smarter than me. He knows more basketball than me. Like you can't subsidize you something you own.
I need to look up what subsidizing means first.
But... It's just funding your own business. Isn't it? It's if you own it, you're just funding your own business.
But it's a whole new business though.
But you own it. It's your business.
Okay, you still subsidizing your own business. It's like when we made Social Packet. Let's say Social Packet relied on Let's Keep It A Buck money. Let's Keep It A Buck would be subsidizing Social Packet.
Who's the owner of Let's Keep It A Buck?
Us four.
But the people that would be giving money to it, to Social Packet, would be the owners of Let's Keep It A Buck as well, right?
Yeah.
You can't.
We're subsidizing our own business. That's what I'm saying.
You can't.
It's gonna be a semantics, man. It's cool, bro. It's cool.
No, and that's it's crazy though. It's crazy. It's crazy, but hey, you know. Where are we at? Oh, listen. And I know I'm chewing on this cap, I'm trying to stay awake. I'm not gonna lie to you. So we sat down and we talked to Coach Nick. You saw?
Nothing.
So we sat down and we talked to Coach Nick. From B-Ball Breakdown, friend of the show at this point, family of the show, right?
Yeah.
At this point. We sat down, we talked to Coach Nick, and he gave us a good hour and 40 minutes of exclusive content. Now, we're not going to put all an hour and 40 minutes up, but if you're part of the membership on YouTube and Discord, then you'll have access to it. But we wanted to share with you the interview with Coach Nick from B-Ball Breakdown. Check it out.
Type shit.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this has been, live audience is so confused.
They're so confused. It's okay.
What?
Where? And playback. I will say this. At least me, I'm not going anywhere post this because there's a lot of women's basketball, WNBA on, and we can get into some debates, some hot takes, all that shit like that. We haven't had fan interaction in a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another great episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, brought to you by nobody. I want to thank my esteemed co-host, Damo. Say goodbye to the people.
All right, Chaz, being my favorite midnight snack, and we will be back after this. I'm streaming after this. So, yeah, I will stick around. Who's playing tonight? Is it the Aces?
The Aces and the Fever are not the Aces. The Aces and the Sky are playing at this current moment. I mean, it'll be done by the time you get off or whatever.
Ah, boo. All right. But yeah. Chat. Y'all have fun. YouTube audience. I will see you guys later.
Be souls. Say goodbye to the people.
Appreciate y'all for coming through today. Hopefully, I wasn't looking at the screen too much today.
Pause.
All right, man. Hopefully, at this point in time, y'all enjoyed the interview with Coach Nick. I will personally be back next Thursday because tonight I will be driving to North Carolina to see my family. So,
wait, tonight?
Yeah, man. It's a 12-hour drive.
Like, when we get off, you're going to drive?
Like, midnight, 1 a.m. type shit. Road trip.
You're not going to wait till the morning?
Nah, we're good. We're good in the East.
You gonna vlog it or no?
Probably not, no.
I figure. That's kind of crazy, gang. Are you going to do the whole 12 things in like one? You going to take the whole thing at one time or?
Pause.
How is that gay? That can't be gay. I literally cannot be gay.
Me and Bree are switching off. Bunch of stops in between two.
Okay. I just didn't know. What time? Okay, that's fine.
Oh, we got to stop by Jollibee. That's why, too. We wanted to leave.
100K Sage, say goodbye to the people. Type shit. Shout out to the TSO gang.
Goku.
Cord. Gojo. 100,000 people. For free.
Y'all are shit.
We are actually sick individuals.
Y'all are sick.
What's another thing? What's another thing?
Y'all like you.
Yeah. We'll be streaming tonight, Mo. Yeah. Shout out to the Wizards, Alex Sarr.
My God.
Yeah. All right, people. Yeah, he'd be starting it off like that. I think that's it. I think we got all set. Just kidding. Anyway, with that being said, appreciate you guys for coming out. Take care. Stay blessed. Bye, guys. Double salute. Give me head top. Hey. All right, playback.